Good morning, I'm Patrick Garrett, and you're listening to VG247's Morning News Bulletin. This has been recorded on the morning of the 18th of January 2011. And the headlines this morning. Valve dropped a bombshell this morning by confirming that Portal 2 will feature cross-platform play between PS3 and PC and Mac versions. The PS3 version will also feature persistent cloud-based storage of PS3 save games, as well as cross-platform chat between PS3, PC and Mac. A PC copy of the game is to be included with every copy of the PC version. Portal 2 for PS3 was announced with Steamworks support at E3 last June during Sony's press conference by Valve boss Gabe Newell. Newell promised at the event that PS3 would have the best console version of the game. Portal 2 releases on April the 18th in the US and April the 22nd in Europe for PS3, 360 and PC. Nintendo's confirmed this morning that 3DS hardware will indeed be region-locked, following rumours that the handheld would be geo-specific. The company said in a statement this morning that 3DS hardware will be available in three versions, Japanese, American and European and Australian. The company said it has developed different versions of the hardware to take into account different languages, age rating requirements and parental control functionality, as well as to ensure compliance with local laws in each region. 3DS launched in Japan on February the 26th. The company will announce release details for the US and Europe at events in New York and Amsterdam tomorrow. Treyarch confirmed that First Strike, the Call of Duty Black Ops first DLC pack, is to cost 1,200 Microsoft points, or roughly £10. The pack will offer five new maps: Berlin, Stadium, Discovery, Kowloon, and a zombie map called Ascension. It launches on February the 1st as a Time 360 exclusive. Reports from last week's Nintendo World event, the largest hands-on 3DS event since E3 2010, include troubling accounts of prevalent dizziness and eye fatigue. Japanese magazine Friday claims that a majority of players experience unpleasant symptoms after or during use of the 3DS's stereoscopic 3D feature. Friday spoke to a number of players who said they switched to 2D visuals within a few minutes of beginning play after suffering minor dizziness. Nintendo has already issued warnings that 3DS isn't to be used in 3D mode by children under the age of 6. And finally, speaking with Game Informer, Bethesda's Todd Howard confirmed that the next Elder Scrolls RPG, Skyrim, has ditched the fully scripted quest lines from Morrowind and Oblivion in favour of semi-randomised encounters. A system called Radiant Story will tailor missions to characters' location, personality and past. Apparently, this overcomes the character death issues of previous games, as quest givers will be replaced by appropriate characters, who may or may not alter their behaviour towards you based on what happened to the previous quest giver and their relationships. Sounds amazing. And that's it for this morning. Many thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.